Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting third. The right fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Cap Peterson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Hargan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Hargan. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Virals reaches second base with a double. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson takes first base on ball four. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Virals scores. Harrelson moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harrelson. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Harrelson steals third. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Harrelson scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fosse settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Virals fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Verhulst hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop misplays the ball. That's an error on Noop. Hargan moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verhulst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hermann moves to second. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verhulst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton juggles the ball. That's an error on Melton. Horton moves to second. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0 for 1 in the game. Peterson takes first base on ball 4. Horton moves to third. Hinton moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horton scores. Hinton scores. Peterson moves to third. Alvis moves to second. It's 4-0, Indians. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0 for 1 in the game. Fossey hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hargan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verhulst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Virals strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Peterson takes first base on ball 4. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0-for-2 in the game. Fossey hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knoop takes first base on ball 4. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Virals misplays the ball. That's an error on Virals. Knoop moves to third. Ron Hansen pinch hits for Tommy John. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a pop-up towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Virals catches it and throws to first to double up Williams. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dan Osinski now pitching. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hargan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Zoilovir Als is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vir Als is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Vir Als hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Noop reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hermann hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Noop takes first base on ball 4. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harrelson. Williams reaches second base with a double. Noop moves to third. Gale Hopkins pinch hits for Danasinski. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hopkins for the out. Noop scores. Williams moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-1, Indians. Woody Held pinch hits for Tommy McCraw. Juan Pizarro now pitching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a pop-up towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held now playing center field. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Peterson hits a line drive towards first. Ward reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Alves hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Indians. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-3 in the game. Fosse hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chuck Hinton now playing left field. Russ Snyder now playing center field. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pizarro fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Veral scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Zoilo Veralz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veralz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Veralz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brown strikes out. Herman drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Brown out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Herman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Veralz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Noop strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.